Reddit is one of the biggest websites in the world and is more popular than ever.
Reddit is the gateway to everything interesting going on in the world.
A self-regulating marketplace of ideas.
I've tried a lot of hobbies. Now I'm on the hunt for my next hobby. Some common, some not so much. This week, Reddit.
Think of it this way. If Google is where you go to search for things, then Reddit is where you go to see the things that people have found.
I scroll endlessly through the so-called front page of the internet and go down rabbit hole after rabbit hole in an effort to learn something useful to justify all the time I spend on the largest community-based site on the internet. The best description I've heard of Reddit is things you care about shared by people you don't know. So basically the opposite of Facebook. Reddit can be rewarding and a positive hobby. There are plenty of hobbyist communities on Reddit, like the DIY section, woodworking, and really any other hobby you can think of. I've used it to get help for things I'm building, tech I'm troubleshooting, or podcast marketing, and I've given help in the same communities. I feel more informed on news and issues. I'm often on my city and province's subreddit and feel that I know more about what's going on locally than ever before. Before I buy something, I check on Reddit. And I see what other people are saying, and often I find better alternatives than I would have found otherwise. After I watch movies or read books, I find posts about them on Reddit to see what other people thought, and I learn about things that I may have missed, which make me appreciate the movies and books even more. There are countless movie, TV show, and book recommendation posts that help me figure out what to watch or read next. And when I'm bored and allow myself to do something mindless, I scroll through the popular section, looking at dozens and dozens of memes. People doing dumb things, people doing amazing things, and watch mesmerizing gifs of obscure things like how people cut watermelon in Malaysia.
Of course, when a website covers the whole of human endeavor, things get weird, like subreddits for only photos of birds with arms or only photos of Hitler with socks.
All right, so what is Reddit exactly? Well, it's definitely popular. It's in the top 20 of the most visited sites just behind Facebook, with the majority of its users coming from the US, UK, and Canada. It was founded in 2005 by University of Virginia roommates, and it sold a year later for 10 to 20 million. In 2019, Reddit was valued at $3 billion. Reddit is one part aggregated social news, one part discussion board, and one part content ranking.
The name is a contraction of Reddit, as in I already read it on Reddit, which, if you spend significant time on the site, is what you'll say to everyone who tries to show you anything.
In short, Reddit is completely user-generated content, including photos, videos, links, and just text. And each post includes a discussion, kind of like a message board. The site is divided into more than 138,000 and growing categories known as subreddits. The key to Reddit is really the voting. Upvotes and downvotes. Users can vote on posts and comments, and users are given a score called karma, and that reflects their standing in the community.
Discussion of a link on Reddit is always more interesting than the link itself.
The front page of Reddit exposes the most popular posts from a bunch of subreddits. Users can register to customize this feed by following and unfollowing specific subreddits. Subreddits are moderated by other Reddit users on a volunteer basis. They're responsible for managing the subreddit with specific rules, removing posts and content that violates these rules, and keeping things on topic. They essentially curate the subreddits, and they hold a lot of power. Reddit as a site and a community is known for a few different things. It's known to be open and diverse, with a community for just about every interest. Its users are known to be passionate and quote-unquote anti-establishment. It's been used politically for presidential campaigns, including Obama's and Trump's. Its Ask Me Anything posts, where notable celebrities and politicians and figures host Q&As with the general public. Reddit is also controversial and has a reputation.
Now, a lot of people criticize Reddit as being predominantly male.
Reddit lets individuals make editorial decisions, with the most popular subreddits banning things like climate change denialism in the science subreddit, and the politics subreddit banning many left-leaning and progressive publications.
And so I'll tell you what, man, the scariest thing is how these social networks remove, like we talked about this last year, they remove a certain point of view.
Remember when I said the moderators hold a lot of power? They shape the conversation on one of the largest websites on the planet. Reddit has led to a lot of famous incidents of internet vigilantism, memorably, a manhunt for the wrong people after the Boston Marathon bombings. And lastly, it's a catalyst for conspiracy theories and inciting violence, many of them from the alt-right, including Pizzagate leading to a shooting and the Charlottesville car attack on a protest.
Reddit is so incredibly easy to manipulate and control.
This curation is really one of the main reasons Reddit is so popular. Content and curation has been a trend for a few years, from Spotify playlists to Netflix, what to watch next, to the social media feeds we all look at. They're all trying to figure out what you like, and more importantly, what you react to, and promote content based on that.
Though with anonymity, you'll find that not everyone's private thoughts exposed are beautiful, and sometimes it can be uncomfortable to see what the faceless group thinks about a topic.
And it's not really surprising when you curate the whole internet. You have an enjoyable experience, or at least the same dopamine-driven feedback loop that has become associated with social media. As a study from Harvard found, the curated nature of social media, including Reddit, is basically the same as you would get from slot machines or cocaine.
Now, once you've had your fill on Reddit, you might say to yourself, okay, I'd like to go now. But unfortunately, one of the worst parts of going on Reddit is that you can't get off.
Every time you get an upvote on a post or a comment, or when there's a new post in subreddits you follow, it's like matching two stars and a pineapple on the slot machine. You get just enough coins to keep going. The anticipation for these small wins or the releases of dopamine is why we scroll for hours and reach for our phones anytime we risk a minute of boredom. Despite all the comments I made about Reddit being great for communities, it also suffers from the same thing as every other social media platform. That last thing I do on Reddit, the mindless entertainment part, can and does easily become a problem. That's when I fall into that casino dopamine trap. When you combine the random entertaining posts with the endless scrolling, it's too easy to scroll for half an hour to an hour. And then add the entertaining comments, and that time doubles. It's also easy to avoid doing productive things or sometimes working, and procrastinating by checking the popular section to see what's been posted in the last hour, for fear of missing out, or FOMO. Sometimes it's not even the entertainment value, but more the crazy world events of the last few years that keep me going back every hour. What has Trump done now? What new war has been started? How bad is COVID today, etc. And being too informed or having, quote, media burnout, a modern problem, is a common source of stress, according to the Harvard School of Public Health. News used to be slow and well-written. You'd have to wait all day for the news. Now it's constant and bite-sized, and it's hard to unplug with the addiction-like nature of social media, including Reddit. As I've mentioned before in past episodes, I'm pretty self-conscious. Ask anybody who knows me well, and they'll tell you I'm disciplined or stubborn about what I let myself eat or do. I'm the same about habits. Since having kids 4 years ago, I'm even more aware of how I spend my free time because it's so limited. Sometimes when I have free time, I actually get anxious because I don't know what to do with it that's the most rewarding. I usually end up exercising, and I'm able to watch Joe Rogan or some other podcasts at the same time. With Reddit, either I'm purposefully looking up something, like how to fix my Cuisinart espresso maker, or scrolling the popular section to take a mental break. And I've noticed that I take more mental breaks than I need to, and I end up procrastinating by going on Reddit.
I now know a small number of incorrect facts about an extremely large number of things.
The easiest way I've found to get out of procrastination is to do something active. It's really hard to hold a phone and scroll Reddit if I'm exercising, organizing the shed, or going for a walk. And if I can't do something physical, then I try to find a book to read to focus my mind. I end up reading dozens of books a year because I like reading, but I also like avoiding Reddit. It's kind of strange, isn't it? It's kind of like junk food. We look forward to it and enjoy it, and then end up regretting it and telling ourselves we'll make better decisions. I see junk food and social media the exact same way, and I treat them the same way too. There are so many things vying for our attention all the time. So much so that Apple and Android added notification blocking and snoozing to their phones as mental health measures. From Instagram to Twitter to Reddit to email to chat apps, we're constantly getting notifications begging for our attention. Then there's the multitasking trend of the last 10 years of trying to get more done at once, at home and at work with two or three monitors. 4 years ago, I got rid of all but one monitor at work. I've kept this up and I've committed to one monitor at work and at home. I do this to force me to focus on one thing at a time. And I've committed myself to focusing more, whether it's putting my phone away when I'm with the kids, turning off notifications when I'm reading, or disabling Slack and work emails altogether on my phone.
It's because I can't regulate my own behavior.
Besides focus, I have a simple trick I use to curb habits that may not be the best or too easy to abuse. I just make them a little bit harder to access. I put junk food in the basement in the cold storage so that I have to go downstairs and through a maze into the corner of the basement. I turn off notifications for everything except text messages so that I actively have to open Instagram or Reddit to check for new content. And I only watch junk TV when I exercise. Reddit is tricky though. There is genuinely interesting, informative, and educational content. But I have to remember, it's still a social network designed to take as much of my time as it can. And my time has become more scarce, and I want to get the most of it as I can. Sometimes that means locking my phone and recording a podcast about how I've wasted my time. Hey, listen, I want you to know that your time is valuable to me, and the fact that you spent it listening means a lot, so thank you. Please remember to subscribe wherever you listen, and maybe tell a friend or two. If you've tried this hobby or you have hobby ideas for me, let me know on Twitter or Instagram. See you next week.